I started off by asking, what is Transgender Day of Remembrance?
The International Transgender Day of Remembrance, or ITDOR for short, is where transgenders gather together to mourn the loss of those whose lives have been taken from the previous year to the current year. So it's quite a mournful event where we view the names of those whose lives were taken.
So there's a Transgender Day of Remembrance and a Transgender Day of Visibility. What's the difference? Why do we need both?
You know, I think the ITDOR is more about gathering to mourn the loss, where I think the visibility one is to give people awareness that we're actually here. So one's more for the community and one seems to be more for those who are not a part of the community to recognise who we are.
So why did you decide to do this event?
Okay, well, there's actually two going on this year. Previously, one would go on each year. And my reason for personally doing it this year was due to some discomforts. Sometimes, you know, there are bad people in all communities. So to prevent that from happening again, we created the second one. But also being transgender means a lot of us are afraid to go to certain places. I know I was, of coming into town. So being in such a public space like the city, we thought we'd give another option of a venue where people can actually go to somewhere that they will feel secure and comfortable to go to, which is held at Norwood this year.
Yeah, previously it was held in the city, and not all people who are transgender are comfortable going into the city for various reasons. So now they have more than one option.
So yes, there are two this year. One's going to be held at the Sparkle at the Whitmore, which is 317 Morford Street, Adelaide. And ours will be held at the Unitarian Church, which is 99 Osmond Terrace, Norwood.
So I believe your other event is also held at the Unitarian Church. Can you explain to me, what is a Unitarian Church?
Well, trying to do church history in 2 minutes is past my abilities. But the short answer is Unitarians were originally Christians, and this was back in the 70s. We changed from being a solely Christian organisation to a faith that welcomes many different traditions as well as philosophy, etc. But Unitarians originally meant as an opposition to Trinitarian, where the Father, Son and the Holy Ghost were considered three God entities. Unitarians just had the one God entity.
Also, being a Unitarian is very diverse. We have on Sundays people that are atheists, Buddhists, Christian, ex-Mormons, etc. We all come together and we it's all about helping each other find our own spiritual path, not actually you must conform to the way we do things.
We may not agree, but we do respect, and that's the key, respecting each other.
And what's the other event you guys are doing?
Well, that would be the feast service.
Yeah, we're having a feast service on the 17th of November, and this feast service is similar to our normal services, except it's focused on feast and focused on the rainbow community. It involves a number of speakers from within the community who are also members of the church. So it's an opportunity, I think, for churches to provide a welcoming place rather than what's often on offer is not so welcoming.
And also, like Aaron said, it's we're part of the community. We're LGBTQIA plus, and we're actually running the service ourselves, so that in itself makes it unique, that we have the diversity of our rainbow, just like the I forgot the name of the other church. Yeah, the Trinity Church, who also has an LGBT minister. But it's nice to be able to go somewhere where our community is actually a part of and organising and running it.
Not just accepted or tolerated, but truly part of the whole process.
So, yeah, so that's at 10:30 on Sunday. And it's for an hour, but we will be having some food afterwards. So definitely come along to both events.
And choir, Q-W-I-R-E, will also be involved in this event. And they're a rainbow choir, really quite good.
Yes, they'll be performing three songs on the Sunday service.
Nice. And we'll have all this information on our social media for our listeners. Now, speaking of feast, what are you looking forward to, other than your own stuff?
Well, we try to go to something that we both agree on, because as you can imagine, we have different tastes. So we choose something we both want to see and stuff we'd like to see on our own and say, let's go to this one.
Yeah, so usually it's three events, one that we both agree on, one that I want and one that Bo wants. Yes. We haven't organised it properly this year.
Oh, dear.
There's a ukulele event that I'm interested in, but that's all I've really gotten to so far.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll have that important sit down to work out which ones we want to go to, because we've got the program with us right now. It looks pretty full.
Well, thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
That was Sally chatting to Bo and Aaron about their events, International Transgender Day of Remembrance and the Feast Service.
And we'll have those details on our social media for you shortly.